Herman Fricke of Hibbing, Herb Hine of Red Wing, John Kubitsky, who played in 35 and 36 and now is a high school coach in South St. Paul, Bill Wilkie, the Aiken coach, John Harrison, Harold Kraft, just to mention a few of the hundreds at the reception. And here's a point of interest, Halsey. Next Saturday, the M Club is playing host at a luncheon to more than 450 Minnesota high school coaches, among them many a former Gopher star athlete.
Well, it's good to hear those names again, P.B. Most Gopher followers will remember them well.
Yes, and among other spectators that caught my eye were Joseph Ring, president of Northwestern National Bank, wearing a lightweight yellow sweater under a becoming gray suit. Steve Duffy of Hall Hardware in a rugged gray tweed suit and an unusual blue camel's hair top coat. Marsh Ryman, Gopher ticket manager, sported a brown tweed suit. A.J. Peterson of Zinsmaster Baking Company looked like he was dressed and ready for a homecoming party following the game. In all, it was a smartly attired, colorful crowd.
Well, I can see where you mentioned Joe Ringland as being well-dressed. Did you notice if Ryman had any Purdue tickets sticking out of that tweed suit? What did you get the biggest bang out of yesterday, P.B.?
Well, Halsey, there's a special something about a homecoming game that makes it a truly exciting event. The mild fall weather added immeasurably to the festivities and brought out a panorama of color that sprinkled the stadium like autumn leaves. Driving out to the university, passing by the fraternities and sororities, so cleverly decorated with the Skindiana homecoming theme, made one realize why the football season captures the interest and the imagination of so many millions every year. Add to that the extra dash of excitement that comes from returning to your alma mater, exchanging greetings with old classmates, revisiting familiar places, and you can see that homecoming is a dramatic social event filled with pleasure for all participants. Yesterday, I noted with interest that many of the spectators had dressed not only for the game, but also for the parties, the reunions, the impromptu get-togethers, and for the many social affairs that followed.
There were a lot of those social affairs, Pete, and everybody had a good time, and we thank you for a brief and interesting report.
Go, you Northwestern, break right through that line. With our colors flying, we will cheer you all the time. You rock, rock. Go, you Northwestern, fight for victory. Spread far the fame of our fair name. Go Northwestern, win that game. Guide the team across the field. Show them Ohio's here. Set the earth reverberating with a mighty cheer. Rum, rum, rum. Hit them hard and see how they fall. Never let that team get the ball. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. So let's make sure we win today.
Very nice, cheerleaders. That, ladies and gentlemen, as you probably guessed, was a musical salute to Northwestern and Ohio State. As you know, the Wildcats kept the Rose Bowl fever at a high pitch as they beat Ohio State 21-7. Now let's see if we can't get Bernie Berman over from the coach's bench for some more observations and comments. Babe LaVore is itching to get here and scratch out a few questions, too.
Yes, I think a change of voice is in order here, so step aside, Mr. Hall. I want to ask the coach if he thought there were any special key play on Minnesota's first march to a score.
I don't believe there was a key play exactly. I think it was just a case of the kids initiating an offensive drive that included some good blocking. They simply were steady in a job of putting one play up after another.
Did anything surprise you in games that concerned us yesterday? Northwestern uncovered quite a back in Johnny Miller as it dumped Ohio State.
That game was a mild surprise. I rather looked for Ohio State to win or have a better chance of winning than it did. Miller is very good, although he played a little bit against us without any fireworks. He did some fine running against UCLA in Northwestern's opener.
What about our next opponents? In order, they're Purdue, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin lost another tough one after having a lead.
Definitely, Iowa could be starting a new winning football era. While it is true that Wisconsin lost a 2-touchdown lead for the second week in a row, remember this. Nobody has blown a game this year like we did at Northwestern, where we had a 16-point margin.
They had a razzle-dazzle in Michigan's 28-20 victory over Illinois, didn't they?
That game proved two things again. It proved Michigan is a fine champion, and it proved that Illinois is what I've been saying all along, a pretty fine football team. You know, it's a funny thing. We licked Illinois 6-0, and people couldn't figure out why we didn't slaughter them. Remember this, too. They are the only team so far which has bothered the Army 11.
So now it's Purdue which rallied to beat Marquette 14-9.
Well, I'm honestly worried about that game. Don't forget this. Purdue nearly licked Notre Dame, losing by only 1 point. The Boilermakers have the same personnel, the same weight, deep reserves, and ruggedness.
I know Ted Werratt, assistant Indiana coach who scouted Purdue, says it has the most rugged and powerful-looking squad in the whole league.
Bernie, our old friends at Nebraska lost a toughie to UCLA 27-15. Did you see that when the game was over, a pretty rousing free-for-all broke out among the players of both teams and spectators? They had a momentary flare-up in the Michigan-Illinois game. They've had a few in the South, East, and West. Do you fear that this is a trend or just a passing affair?
I think it's just a passing thing. I know one thing. In that Nebraska matter, UCLA was probably well outnumbered.
What about this week, Bernie?
Pretty much the usual thing. The A squad will want to go on the field Monday, but we'll have movies and a chalk talk. The week itself will be the same old grind. We can't afford to let down now.
Very good, boys. Neither can the cheerleaders afford to let down. In fact, they're way up, because their next vocal salute is to winning Cornell over Columbia, and it's high above Cayuga's waters.
Far above Cayuga's waters, with its waves of blue, stands our noble alma mater, glorious to view. Lift the chorus, speed onward, mother praises tell. Hail to thee, our alma mater, hail, our hail, Cornell.
Song, gentlemen, may I say very well done. It's just about time to hear from Babe Lavore with Jester Brothers All-Conference Team of the Week. First, however, I think it's about time we let Ed Beeman talk again.
They talk about football favorites, but right now I'd like to talk about an overcoat favorite from Jester Brothers. It's the famous Mount Rock Fleece, America's most fitting overcoat. If you're a man who demands perfect fit in an overcoat, then you're the man to see these Mount Rock overcoats at Jester Brothers. Come in and try one on. See how the Mount Rock collar hugs the neck and lays flat and smooth. How the coat has an equal drape all around. Slip into a Mount Rock fleece, a casual, comfortable overcoat, selling for only $62.50 at Jester Brothers. You'll agree they feel as good as they look. And for the rugged winter just ahead, you'll find Mount Rock overcoats are wonderfully warm, yet light in weight, easy to wear. Best of all, you'll find the sturdy Mount Rock fleece designed for rugged wear. You'll get years and years of wearing satisfaction. They come in single or double-breasted models in a variety of rich, solid tones, brown, Oxford, or navy. The price again, only $62.50. For an overcoat you'll enjoy wearing for years, see the Mount Rock fleece overcoat at Jester's, overcoat headquarters for the upper Midwest.
Now it's time for that All-Conference Team of the Week, and a different one it is, too. It's picked by the Jester Brothers All-Conference Board, and that means Bernie Bierman, Paul Wan, Babe Lavore, and yours truly, plus those Sunday Tribune experts Joe Hendrickson, Bernie Swanson, and George Barton. The chairman, Babe Lavore.
Left end, Gordy Salto of Minnesota. He kicked 4 out of 4 touchdown points, made 3 out of 4 kickoff tackles, played well all around.
Left tackle,
Matlock of Northwestern. He was the best man in a line which consistently held stubborn Ohio.
Left guard,
Nastrangeli of Illinois. He was the same stalwart backing up the line and stopped potential Michigan long gains.
Center,
Bob Wilson of Wisconsin. Had it not been for him, Iowa's victory over Wisconsin would have been more decisive.
Right guard,
Leo Nomolini of Minnesota. Leo plays guard as well as tackle, and he followed up his Michigan play with another fine exhibition against Indiana.
Right tackle,
Kay of Iowa. He broke through several times for tackles against the Badgers, led the comeback of the Hawkeye line in the second half.
Right end,
Alice of Michigan. He was another 4-for-4 touchdown point kicking end, and caught a 39-yard pass that cinched the victory over Illinois.
Quarterback,
Kruger of Illinois. Two of the Illini scores were as a result of his accurate passing that Gopher fans know about.
Halfback,
Ortman of Michigan. As usual, his passing turned the tide, kept the Wolverines undefeated.
Halfback,
Miller of Northwestern. Coming from nowhere, this Chicago sophomore broke the game wide open against Ohio with several long runs.
Fullback,
Crawl of Ohio State. In 11 tries, he gained 112 yards. Although a halfback, it was a week without outstanding fullback, and Crawl far outshattered his teammate, Whistler.
Thanks, Babe. And now let's bring the cheerleaders back on the field again to remind us of the game next Saturday at Memorial Stadium, Purdue and Minnesota.
On your Gophers, you fighting Gophers, break that line and win this game. Fight it through, men, win the Big Ten, make them sorry that they came. For the glory of Minnesota, for the honor that Purdue, for maroon and gold, be warriors, go for dear old you. Hail, all hail to old Purdue, the pride of all the West. We'll sing out the story and we'll tell out the glory of the school we love the best. Then hail, all hail to old Purdue, our alma mater too. And we'll ever stand every heart and hand for the honor of old Purdue.
And remember, too, we didn't mention it, ladies and gentlemen, but in addition to Dad's Day next Saturday at the university, it's also the M Club Stag on Friday night. You may bring a friend if you're an M man, but remember, it's a stag. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite you to join the Jester Football Show next week to hear the inside dope on the Purdue game. Bernie Bierman, Babe Lavore, Paul Wan, Jester cheerleaders, plus yours truly will be on hand with last-minute information by the football board.
Minnesota, hats off to thee. To thy colors true we shall ever be. Firm and strong, united are we. Rah, 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 Fuscayuma. Rah, 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 for you are there.
For complete dope on the team of the week, see the Minneapolis Tribune tomorrow. Jester Brothers brings you the Bernie Bierman Show, an exclusive on WCCO, each Sunday at 1:30 during football season. Remember, it costs you no more to wear clothes from Jester Brothers, for Jester's gives you extra style, extra service, at no extra cost. And now just a reminder that TV Jester presents his original Styles for Men quiz show with Cal Karnstead in the news at 5:45 p.m. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over another station.
WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
The new Atwood coffee is two ways better.
Two ways better?
Better for the